Thank you for being a part of what God is doing in Africa. And what I encourage you to, don't let the Holy Spirit change the world without you. Make sure you are part of what God is doing. Say amen. Amen. And this is your time to be part of what God is doing. Once you depart and you go to the other side, you will never come back. So make sure whatever God is doing, you are part of it. Can I hear amen? Amen. Okay, I'm Stephen Mayanja. I'm married. Man, we've been married 33 years. It will be 34 next May. We have 3 boys and 2 girls. And now we have grandchildren, so I'm a grandpa. Hallelujah. I pastored for 30 years, and now I handed over to the younger man half of my years. I got born again in 1977. I was a younger man. I was 19. And now I'm 66, so I've been enjoying being on the back of Jesus carrying me in the nations. Amen. If you came with your Bible, turn with me. We are going to read from the book of Acts. Yes. Acts of the Holy Spirit. They call it Acts of the Apostles. I call it the Acts of the Holy Spirit. We are going to read from chapter 10. And we'll read a number of verses because I know it is a longer chapter. But just to make sure we follow. Hallelujah. Amen. Acts of Apostles, Act of the Holy Spirit, chapter 10. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. Say, a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, your prayers and the gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simeon, who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea. When the angel who spoke to Peter had gone, to Cornelius, Cornelius called 2 of his servants, a devout soldier, who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa, Peter's vision. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to do what? To pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw a vision. He saw heaven opened and something like a larger sheet being let down to us by its 4 corners. It contained all kind of 4-footed animals as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him, get up, Peter, kill and eat. Surely not, Lord, Peter replied. I've never eaten anything impure or unclean. The voice spoke to him a second time, do not call anything impure that God has made clean. This happened 3 times and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, say vision. The man sent by Cornelius, found out where Peter's house, Simon's house, was and stopped at the gate. They called out asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. Verse 19, very, very important. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Simon, 3 men are looking for you. So get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. Peter went down and said to the men, I am the one you are looking for. Why have you come? The man replied, we have come from Cornelius the centurion, who is a righteous and God-fearing man, who is respected by all the Jewish people. And an holy angel told him to ask you to come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say. Then Peter invited the man into the house to be his guest. The next day, Peter started out with them, and some of the believers from Joppa went along. The following day, he arrived at Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet, reverence. But Peter made him get up, stand up. He said, I am only a man myself. While talking with him, Peter went inside and found a larger gathering of people. He said, you are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile. But God, say, but God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without raising any objection. May I ask why you sent for me? Because of timeless people that... And he got to verse 34. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accept from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. Because of time, let's read verse 44. You know the story. You know, you've been reading this. Verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who had the message. They circumcised the believers who had come with Peter. We are astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit have been poured on out even on Gentiles. For they had them doing what? Come on, let's do better than that. They had them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And they asked him, Peter, to stay for a few days. Father, we thank you that from the beginning you are looking for co-workers. For from the beginning, you are looking for people to enter covenant with. So you can change the world through us. This morning, as we partake your word, Spirit of God, you who inspired the men who wrote these scriptures, I pray, Spirit of God, give each one of us illumination and understanding. The treasures hidden in these scriptures, that every one of us will understand our part in advancing God's kingdom. Whatever I plan to teach and to say as a man at the altar, I welcome you, Jesus, to teach through me. In Jesus' name, and everyone say,
amen.
Amen. We read from Habakkuk chapter 2, from verse 1 to verse 3. My theme, this teaching is from those very verses. Position yourself to see. Position yourself to hear. Position yourself to understand the will and the purposes of God. Today, the problem with the church, we are present in the church, but we are not connected. You see, if you have your cell phone and the battery is dead, even if I try to call you, there is a lady who said the number you are calling is not available. So it's very unfortunate to be in the church, in the presence of God, or you are not connected. And God tries to talk to you, and he hears somebody saying, the number you are calling is not connected, is not available. That's why the church is moving in the circle. And we have not been able to walk in victory. Hallelujah. So it is a requirement. It's your responsibility to make sure you position yourself. Pastor cannot force you. Daddy cannot force you. Mother cannot force you. It's you as a person to make sure you are present and connected. If you read from Genesis to the Revelation, God, before he created man, he used to do the work alone. He used to say, let there be. Things happened. But immediately he created Adam, he wanted to complete his purposes and his work together with Adam. He created the elephant. Did God give it a name? He brought it to Adam and said, give it the name. And Adam said, you are an elephant. And the elephant said, thank you. And then he created a lion. And he created whatever he created, he brought it to give it. You think God did not know those names? You see, God can do without you, but he doesn't want to do without you. He just wants to complete his mission, his purposes, and his will together with you. Can you give him opportunity to be part of what he's doing? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why I said, don't miss to be part of what God is doing. You have opportunity. God was heartbroken. He said, oh, my heart is broken. I see the cries of my people in Egypt. I have heard their cries. I've seen their suffering. Let me go do something. Did he go? He said, Moses, can you partner with me? And we go bring these people out of slavery. So God plus Moses plus Jesus plus the Holy Spirit went into Egypt and took a nation out of a nation without a gun. But with the presence of God. With the power of God. There was no gun. There was no aeroplane fighting. But just God. Hallelujah. And that's why when God was walking with Moses, the Red Sea saw and said, I can't stand this. You think Red Sea ran away from Moses? No. Red Sea saw God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And he said, I can't stand this. Can you read the Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 23? The Gospel of John. The Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 23. If you found it there, you can read. 23. Hallelujah. Jesus said, anyone who loves me will obey my Father will love him. And we, other Bible version, they make it a capital W. And we, God the Father, God the Son, God the will come and make your body their home. Can I have four people come up here? Or you can come here or up here. Four people, volunteers. I don't want to preach alone. I need some people to preach with. Hallelujah. What's your name? This is Mihal. Mihal?
Yes, Mihal.
So, Mihal, let us assume he's not born again. And Mihal is living in this box. This is not Steve Mayanja. This is my box. I live in here. Peter called it a tent. I call it so this is in his box. Before he received Jesus, he's alone in this box. If he's serving the devil, maybe there are some devils in there. But immediately he said, Jesus, come into my box. Jesus show up. How many are in the box now? There is Miho and there is
Jesus.
And then he received the Holy
Spirit
and the fire.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
How many are in the box?
Three.
And then you remember when they were baptizing Jesus, the Holy Spirit showed up and God the Father showed up.
Amen.
So when Jesus was walking, it was the Trinity walking around. And the Father comes and he also entered the box of. How many are in the box?
Four.
I call that a dangerous team. Unstoppable team. Can I see anybody who say, I am born again?
Born again.
You are born again?
Yes.
Each one of you, that is how you are. Say, I am dangerous. Say, I am anointed. Say, I am unstoppable. So when God come into your life, that's why God is looking for partners, for co-workers. Even before he started this church movement, there are 400 years when God was silent. From Malachi to Matthew. And the only person we see, Zachariah. He had God's vision. Your wife is going to bear a child. Another person we see is a younger, virgin teenager girl. And God himself, he would have just said, okay, Jesus, go. And Jesus, I am Jesus. But God didn't want to do that. I told you he wants to partner with you. God wants to bless people through people. God wants to heal people through people. God wants to save people through people. God wants to change the world through people. God wants to take over territories from the devil through people. Because when he created you in his own, in the image of God, he created man and he gave us authority to have dominion and subdue the earth. We lost it from first Adam. The second Adam, Jesus, when he came, he gave us back the keys. Say, I am anointed.
I am dangerous.
This is my season to change the world, to advance the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready? God is always looking for people to co-work with. He came to a younger virgin teenager girl and said, can you work with me, honey? She would have said, no, I'm busy. We are planning with my fiance our wedding. But you see, when you hear the voice of God, when you station yourself, when you position yourself, when you set up your to see with spiritual eyes, to hear with spiritual ears, to perceive the will of God and the purposes of God with sound mind, you go where nobody has ever gone. You do what nobody has ever done. You build what nobody has ever built. You accomplish what your father has never completed. You change the world. So this simple teenager girl, she said, I am in. Let's do it. Can we borrow your womb? Sure. She did not even call her fiancé. Because maybe you would have said, no, no, we have a wedding. You know, there are some times when God speaks to you, you don't have to tell people, you just go for it. She just said, I am your handmaid. Use my womb. And poof, she's painful. And you know what happened? Joseph looked and said, ah! That's not mine. Don't call me. Don't send me Twitter. Don't send me WhatsApp. Don't email me. I am gone. And God said, where are you going? I'm looking for co-workers. I'm looking for partners. He goes to Joseph and says, hey, Joseph, can we work with together? Go and marry that girl. Because if you don't, they are going to stone her. Can you allow your simple family to become the visionary family, to become a world changer family, to give birth, to be part of the movement that will change the whole world? Joseph, marry her, don't touch her. People, when you hear the voice of God, when you position yourself, hallelujah, when you stand and you hear with spiritual, and you see with spiritual, and you perceive with spiritual, which the Bible calls sound, you partner with God to do what nobody has ever done. You accomplish God's purposes. So Joseph, wake up. You will get tired. You can just do like this. So here is Joseph. You just put your hand on him. So here is Joseph. When God came to Joseph, it was God the
Father,
God the
Son,
God the
Holy Spirit.
Now they are walking you with Joseph. Amen. And they are also walking you with Mary. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So they partner with this small, despised family to start the vision we are enjoying here today. Just because they position themselves to see. Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 5 verse 19. He said, the Son can do nothing except what he sees the Father is doing. Today we are God's sons and daughters. God expects us to see what he's doing and partner with him. Say amen.
Amen.
That's why I said don't miss to be part of the miracles.
Yes.
Everyone wants to see miracles, but they don't want to be part of the miracle or making the miracle. So Joseph willingly partner with God, Mary partner with God, and they start a movement, and they walk, and all the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they don't know what is happening. When you position yourself, you'll walk with
God,
and everybody will not even understand what is going on. God is looking for partners. We just read a story. There are two men I want to talk about. There's Cornelius, a father, a husband, a soldier, a commander in charge of 100 men, battalion. Hallelujah. He's respected. But the Bible says that the Jews liked him, though he was a Gentile and a Roman soldier. Romans were conquerors. The Jews didn't like him, because they made them pay tax. They made them do things they didn't want. But the Bible says, here is a man. Men, listen to me. A praying man. If a man position your family will be a happy family. Your family will go very far. Here is a man. Let's say he's a husband and a father. He's praying. He's giving. He's not born again, but he's searching. Where is this God of the Jews? Where is this God of the Jews? She was tired of the other gods. Do you know anybody who's searching? Your neighbors are searching. Your workmates are searching. Your college mates are searching. Thanksgiving is coming. Your family members are searching. Christmas is coming. Your family members who are not born again are searching. They are the Conorias. They are doing good, giving. They are praying religious. They are doing all what they can do. But they are lost. They need this level where you are. Hallelujah. Each one of you here who is a believer born, you are this. And God is looking for you to partner with, to change your family members, the Conoriases. To change your classmates, the Conoriases. Your workmates, the Conoriases. The neighbors. Hallelujah. And they are searching. They are doing good. They think if I give, heaven is open. The devil is a liar. Yeah. They pray religious prayer, but they're lost. And because Conorius, a father, a husband, positioned him to seek. Hallelujah. God's moved and went to Peter. Peter was by the sea. Maybe he had gone to get a suntan. Vacation. Hawaii of those days. Hallelujah. But as he was enjoying vacation, the Holy Spirit triggered his heart. Let's go pray. Let's go. Position your station your so you can and what my will is now. Because if Peter never positioned him, Cornelius' family will be lost. How many people are lost because you don't position yourself? How many people are lost because you are present but not connected? God speaks, turn left, you turn right. Go straight, you reverse. Move left, you go right. Because you are present but not. Have you ever been in the circle and a pastor or a leader say somebody with a word? And you feel like, yes. And the devil says, shut up. And you shut up. You resist the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit said, okay, if you have shut me up, let me move to another person. And somebody said the same scripture. Said, that is my scripture. That's what I was going to say. You missed to be part of God's work. Every day God is looking for people to work with. He wants to speak to you or through you every day. So he comes and pulls Peter. Let's go pray. So Peter is upstairs, away from everybody. You need to find a place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He positioned him.
Self.
To see. To
hear.
To so he can be part of what God is doing. But whenever you position yourself, the flesh has five senses. The natural eyes, the natural ears, the natural mind, the taste, the touch. They want always to show up ahead of the spirit. So he's upstairs. Rambasatara. Ribukusika. Rirala rababa. Urambasatara. Positioned him to hear. So that God should not do something without him. And in the midst of Rambasatari Lalaraba, Usotarababa, he doesn't know what he's praying for. But you see, when you don't know what to pray, but you feel like praying, change the channel. Tell your neighbor, change the channel. Some of you, when you wake up, God wants you to pray. You start praying in Spanish. You start praying in English. If it is me, you start praying in my language. Your mind is limited. That's why Romans chapter 8, verse 26, 27 say, we have weaknesses. We don't know what to pray for. But the Holy Spirit. Capital S. Team up with your spirit. Small S. And the spirit, capital S, knows the will of. So the spirit borrows your voice. Borrows your tongue. To make intercession, words don't understand them, but you are rabasara, reboko satara. The Bible calls it groaning, praying with groaning, groaning. To give birth to something new. Like when a mother is pushing a baby, she's groaning, and then she brings new life. So when you are praying in the spirit, you are groaning. The Holy Spirit is using your spirit to groan, to intercede, to appraise what you don't know, but you are interceding. The Holy Spirit is interceding for Cornelius' family, his friends, and the relative to be born. Revival. So Peter is there, Rabakasata, Ribokosota Lala, Rimboso, Rabasata. And the Bible says, as he's interceding, they are cooking. Their flesh. And many of us, that's where we end. Say, Lord, I see you tomorrow. And you miss to be connected. Because the food smells good. And you go to serve the flesh. And you miss to be part of what God is going to do through you. How many of us have missed to be part of the miracles because of the flesh? Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. He makes us miss to be part of what God is doing. So his ears are now hearing the plates, the fork. The ladies are saying, hey, okay, no, me give me 2 pieces of chicken. No, me I want a pizza. Oh, so, but you are up there, Rambakasata, Rebokosata. Hey. Hallelujah. We fight the flesh. The nose is bringing food. The ears, instead of hearing the voice of, they're hearing plates and all. The noise is food, 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 food. And your mind now is almost going to tune to go serve there. But Peter is not alone. He has Jesus. He had the Holy
Spirit.
He had God the
Father.
He's able to continue. Rabakasa, shut up. You ears, shut up. Don't hear plates. Don't hear mama noise calling you for food. Shut up. I want to hear the voice. And the eyes You see, as you are praying in tongues and you're praying in the spirit, the eyes now start to imagine. You hear they are talking about chicken, they are talking about lasagna, they are talking about, and your eyes now want to go see that chicken. But you in a prayer room, you have positioned you want to see what God wants you to do. But there is a war. And that's why many of us have not been a part of what God is doing. Because it's a war. Hallelujah. It's a war. If you read Galatians, I believe chapter 5. Let's read Galatians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Let's start from verse 16, I believe. Yeah, verse 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of? For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit. And the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in a conflict with each other. So your flesh is saying, take me downstairs, feed me. Stop this rabaka satara, I'm tired of it. Hallelujah. The flesh is fighting, for it is the flesh kingdom. The spirit in you is fighting for God's kingdom, where you will be for eternity. Where you get a reward for eternity. But many of us, the flesh has won. So he said, for the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. And he said, they are in conflict with each other. They are fighting. They are wrestling. The flesh said, feed me. The spirit said, feed me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maybe some of you don't have those battles, but I do. Hallelujah. I do. For you, maybe you are very spiritual. God bless you. Hallelujah. But this is what we go through. And if I heard that we are going to be praying downstairs, you see, when you are going there, the flesh will say, why are you taking me down there? The restaurant chicken is already there. Why are you praying? Take me out, feed me. So Peter is praying, but the ears are hearing. The eyes want to see the chicken. The mind now start to perceive. But he said, flesh, shut
up. Amen.
And if you persist in praying in that spirit, if you read the book of Jude, Jude is one chapter, verse 20, he said, but you beloved, who are the beloved? We are. Building your most holy faith, praying in the holy
Spirit.
How many of you are praying in tongues? The devil tell you, shut up, you don't even understand it.
Amen. Amen.
You pray in what you understand. But when you read the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, he says, he who pray in tongues does not speak to people.
Amen.
He speaks mysteries to God. It's only God who understands. Even the devil don't understand. Why don't you change the channel and confuse the devil?
Yeah.
You always say, Lord, lead me as I go down. And the devil say, he's going down. Let's go get him. But you say, Rabakasatara. The devil say, what is he doing? Rabakasatara. Do you understand what he's saying? No, I just said, Rabakasatara, Rabakasatara. You say, I'm confused. Let them be confused. They are supposed to be confused. And we, the Church of Jesus Christ, we are not confused. Hallelujah. So, and 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4, he says, he who pray in tongues, when I pray in tongues, I build my. I charge my spiritual man. Like when you have a telephone and your battery is dead, you look for a socket. So when you feel like, how are you? Oh, I don't know. Are you okay? 50-50 time there. The devil said, we are getting him. We are almost getting down. So look for a spiritual plug. Change the. Tell your neighbor, change the. Receive the Holy
Spirit.
Speak in.
Tongues.
And you charge your spiritual. You'll have faith to do the impossible. Because faith comes by hearing. So when you pray according to Jude verse 20, beloved, praying in the Holy
Spirit,
building your most holy, you have faith to do the impossible. You have faith to do what people cannot do. I mean, I had a testimony of how you got this building. That is faith. Hallelujah. That's faith. So you have to pray. There are some territories you will never take unless you pray in the Spirit. So Peter, God wants Peter to go and plant the first church among the Gentiles. The Jews are only preaching to the Jews. Are you? I'm a Greek. For you, you know. What about you? Oh, I am a Roman. What about you? I'm a Jew. Oh, yeah. You remember Jesus? So when you walk and you're not led by the Holy
Spirit,
if you don't position yourself to see, to hear, and to receive, you'll only go preaching to the Jews. And God's purpose for your life is to go to the Gentiles. To plant a church among the Gentiles. So Peter, a Jew, is praying in the Spirit. He's not even thinking of going to the Gentiles. But God wants to send him to the Gentiles. To plant a church among the Gentiles. So some of you, there are things God wants you to do. Your father failed. Your grandma failed. Your mother failed. In your family, nobody has ever done it. Or they did it, but at a certain level. And God has brought you on this generation, because you are going to do what your father, your mother, your great-grandfather have never achieved. It's going to be done by? Come on, say it by me. By? And I prophesy over you. Let the presence of God come upon you. And use you to do what your father and mother never accomplished. And it is that anointing upon you. Upon your families. You men build things, build families that your father never built. You women have families that your father and mother never had. You'll be the first one to be a family, a flourishing family. That will be a living testimony. God is grooming Peter to do what no man has ever done. And God is giving him a vision. And Peter is saying, I've never done that before. That's not for the Jews. And God said, don't call what I've purified and clean. I'm sending you where your fathers don't want to go. I'm sending you to plant a church among the Gentiles. Because Jesus said, you are my flock. But I have other flock. The Gentiles. They will also become part of this flock. So Jesus' eyes, heart is after us. The Jews, born again, they are after their Jews. So Jesus has to give him a vision. To see what Jesus wants to do. Has to open his spiritual. And to give him sound. To understand the purposes and the will of God for him and through him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he's saying, no, for us, you are Jews. We don't go there. We don't eat that. We don't associate with them. And Jesus said, don't call what I've already cleaned. Unclean. I've already cleaned them with my blood. I've already purchased them with my blood. They belong to me. I'm looking for a willing vessel to go bring them in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So Peter is seeing what God is going to do. Verse 10, 11, 12, 13 in the book of the Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, you know we read there. The vision goes, and Peter start thinking. Look like you are thinking. What is this vision all about? Me to eat pork? Me to eat? And the voice of the Holy
Spirit.
The voice of Jesus. The voice of the Father. Because we are all living in this box.
Hallelujah.
Say, free men are looking for you. I have sent them. Don't hesitate to go with them.
Hallelujah.
For I have sent them. So, Peter positioned him to
see,
to
hear,
to
understand.
If you do that, you'll go very far in life.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Find a prayer room as a husband and as a father. Find a prayer room. Many of us, we have family altars. I've written these books. They are full of testimonies. God knows your number. You discover, I'm talking about the free altars. This also is full of the adventures, how we survived by the Holy
Spirit
in the underground church when Amin closed down all the churches. And we're praying underground. And as you walk, the Holy Spirit said, don't turn there, turn this way. Those who just went there, you fear they're dead. And you survived. Led by the Holy
Spirit.
And another one on the ego's wing. Because when you feel you receive the Holy
Spirit,
you leave the club of chickens and join the ego's group. Ask your neighbor, are you a chicken or you are an ego? So you'll get most of the testimony in here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But what I'm saying is when Peter stood there, he joined the team of egos. But the Holy Spirit said, the Bible says, verse 19, as Peter was thinking about the vision, many people think until they are in a coffin. When I was in Seattle Bible College, 1985 through 89, I used to go to nursing home and retirement home. And as I was preaching to some of these people, they said, oh, God wanted me to go to Congo, to Africa, but I kept postponing. Now they are just pushing you around. Are you going to go there? Stop thinking and rise up and do it. That's why in Africa we love Mama. Mama, wave at them. Hallelujah. That Mama, God told her, go to Uganda. She didn't even know us. She's bought a ticket. She's going to Uganda. And the pastor, she say, Mama, how are you? I'm doing fine. Where are you? I'm going to Uganda. What? Yeah, God told me go to Uganda. Do you know anybody there? No. The voice told me go to Uganda. Pastor said, Mama, wait. And he calls me. And I was out of the country somewhere planting more churches. And I called my wife and said, Mom, there is a Mama coming. You go to the airport to pick Mama. Obedience. Present and connected. Come on, louder. Present and
connected.
You have an example to see. Mom of the house. We've been with her in Uganda planting churches. We've been with her in Tanzania. All those missions you saw, she's been with us. In Burundi. in Congo, I mean in Rwanda, in Tanzania. She's been with us. Younger as she is. Moses started when he's 80. Some of you saying, oh, I'm so young. Others, I'm so old. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Peter gets out of the room. He walks. Walk. He goes downstairs. I'm concluding. He's going downstairs. And all these people who are busy feeding the flesh. They have already seen the Gentiles on the door. Say, don't open the door for them. They don't belong in here. But people who station them,
self,
who position them,
self,
they have the eyes of God. They have the ears of God. They have the mind of God. They do the will of God. So for him, he opened the door and said, hey, I'm the one that you're looking for. And others think, what is he doing? Close the door. Shut them out. They don't belong in here. And Peter, because you positioned your, he brings them in. He served them food. How can they eat from our plates without vision? Without, you blame them to eat from your plate. And God has already welcomed them. So Peter served them. They spent the night there. I can imagine Peter telling them, can he sleep with you? Oh, no, no, no. No vision. No vision. Never station themselves. Never position themselves to be in tune with her. But they are in church. They are Jews born again. But they are in flesh. Present but not connected. He goes with them. He preached the gospel. And as he's preaching, what happens? God show up. He's preaching. Be like, preach. As he's preaching, because he's not Peter. In Peter's box, how many members are there?
Three.
There are four. Dangerous team. Doesn't care about the culture and the tradition of men. When you position yourself, you go beyond the culture of man, the tradition of man, the thinking and the mentality of man. You think like a God. You see like a God. You perceive things like a God. You walk like a God. Your character is like a God. Your image is God. You are an ambassador of God. Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. So when you walk, the kingdom of God is walking. When you enter, when you go to the mall, walk like you're in the mall. The kingdom of God is walking through the mall. When you go to the restaurant, the kingdom of God has arrived in the restaurant. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
From today, I pray, and I pray that you understand this, that wherever you are going to go, the kingdom of God is going. And when you speak, the kingdom of God will manifest its power. From today, I prophesy over you, healing to start flow through your hands. Yes. When you speak the words, they will transform people.
Yes.
People will be healed.
Amen.
God is looking for people who can work with him.
Yes.
Now, when Peter allowed God to use his tongue and his vocal cord, because it was not Peter, it was the Holy
Spirit,
it was Jesus, it was
God the Father.
And they were speaking, the Holy
Spirit
came upon
everyone.
And everybody spoke
in tongues.
Ask your neighbor, do you speak in tongues? Ask your neighbor, do you speak in tongues? If you not speak in tongues, I'm going to pray for you. You are all going to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And you are all going to pray in tongues today.
Yes.
Jesus said in Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 4 and 5, don't leave those doors until you are empowered, you are anointed, you are endued with the power of the Holy Spirit. God, Jesus knew that if the disciples go through those doors, the devil is waiting. So, but when you are like this, full of the Holy
Spirit,
when you march out of these doors, the devil say, oh, hallelujah. And when you lay hands on the sick, who is laying hands on the sick? The Holy
Spirit.
Jesus, using your box. It's the Holy
Spirit.
It's Jesus, it's the Father, using my. And how can cancer refuse to go? I prophesy over your hands. Raise your hands. I prophesy over all those hands. From today, they are not their hands. They are anointed hands. Father, I decree and I prophesy and I seal it with the blood of Jesus, that whoever they lay hands on, they will be healed instantly. Put your hands on your head. Say, I am anointed.
I am anointed.
I am dangerous.
I am dangerous.
This is my season.
This is my season.
To change the world.
Change the world.
I am a world changer.
I am a world changer.
This is my time.
This is my time.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Send me.
Send me.
I am available. So, when Peter is speaking, the Holy Spirit just come.
Hallelujah.
And people receive the Holy
Spirit.
Wherever you are going to go, I prophesy over you. Your feet are no longer your feet. They are feet of the Holy
Spirit.
They are feet of Jesus.
Christ.
They are feet of the Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So from today, all your feet are anointed.
Jesus.
Romans chapter 10, verse 13, 14, 15. The Bible says, how can they believe of whom they have never heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they are? And how beautiful are the feet of those who bring
goodness.
Because they don't take only, they take the Father, they take Jesus, they take the Holy
Spirit.
And how stinking are the feet of those who don't preach the gospel. Ask your neighbor, are your feet beautiful or stinking? If you are not involved in ministry and you are not involved into preaching, you have?
Stinky.
You have?
Stinky.
Can you stand up? Raise your hand. Say, Father, in Jesus' name,
I am available.
I am ready.
I'm
positioning myself to receive,
to hear.
To see.
From today,
I am your chosen instrument.
Use me.
Holy Spirit.
I welcome you.
Jesus.
Baptize me.
With the power of the Holy Spirit.
With the evidence
of speaking
heavenly language.
From today,
I am going
to change the channel,
to speak
heavenly language.
Father,
fill me up.
Jesus,
fill me up.
Holy Spirit,
you are welcome.
Fill me up.
Fill me up.
Fill me up.
Fill me up.
Pray, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Rabba kasata kasata karya rabba baba baba. Uramba kasata karya rabba karya rabba baba baba baba. Pray loud, pray loud, pray loud. Loud, 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 loud. Each one of you pray in tongues. Rabba kasata bakasata lila lala. Uramba kasata bakasata karaba baba. Uramba kasata bakarya rabba baba baba. Uramba kasata karya rabba baba. Uramba kasata karya rabba baba 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 baba baba. Uramba kasata karya rabba baba baba baba. Uramba kasata karya rabba baba. And now in the name of Jesus, if you are sick, if you have sickness, raise your hand. I come against every pain. I cast sickness. I cast diseases. I cast cancer. I cast tumors. I cast every disease. Go! In the name of the power of God. Healing power, healing power, healing power, fire, 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 fire,
fire, fire, fire. Thank you. Thank you. Urabaka sakaria rabaka rama. Ndi di kuraba. Urabaka sakara.
These are yours.
Rakarabaka sakaria.
If you need prayer, hallelujah. If you need prayers, you can come forward.
Your mic is on. Your mic is on.
Those who want prayers, you can come. If you want special prayers, you can come. We are going to pray for you.